push the button. Let's see what happens with this one, shall we? Brace yourself, we're going in. Hello, Mr. Malcolmson.
Yes.
Eric. May I call you Eric, sir?
Yes, certainly.
Hello, you don't know me, Eric. My name is Bernie Keith, and I do a radio programme on BBC Radio Northampton.
Yes, Bernie, I have talked to you before.
Hello, Eric. Well, you're on it now, my friend.
Oh, crikey.
You're on the show now, because
right.
We're kick-starting what I'm hoping is a nice weekend for you.
All right, carry on.
Firstly, the personal stuff. Wedding anniversary, yeah?
It happens to be that, yes.
Very good. 45 years?
I have no idea.
No?
You don't ask a man that kind of thing.
No, well, you do. You better find out. Quick, what is it? Your wife's name?
It's Barbara.
Barbara. What will Barbara be expecting for 45 years? We need to find out. We need to find out. You can't say don't ask a man that question. You might have to get a gift. You might need to spend something, Eric.
I think we're going away next week.
Oh, that's lovely.
that will enable us to discuss what we should do for our wedding anniversary. We usually do a kind of joint thing.
Nice. That's very lovely. That's not actually the principal reason why I'm ringing you. That's like an aside.
Okay.
Because Richard has sent me an email.
Yes.
Richard Tomlin, and he says, this is a call with a difference, Bernie. Not a birthday, not an anniversary. Let me tell you a story. Settle down, people. Here's a story coming. The Upper Tove Valley in the south of Northamptonshire sits between Toaster and Brackley and consists of the villages of Abthorpe, Slapton, Wappenham, Lower Sweden and Weston, plus loads of isolated farms and houses. You know all of this, don't you, Eric, already? Because you live there. 2 years ago, it became apparent that millions of pounds that the County Council was to spend on superfast broadband would not include us. You were in what is known as the last 10%.
Yep, pretty right so far.
So, a very enterprising person decided that the valley should go it alone. That's you, isn't it, Eric?
Okay, I've been attributed with that situation, yes.
Yeah, so how difficult has it been to cut through red tape, to raise funds, to get everything that you want?
I think the best thing I can say is you need tenacity. You need to keep at it, keep going. Believe in what you think you can achieve, and when you get there, there's reason for celebration.
These things are like a war of attrition, aren't they? You've got to make sure that you wear them down.
Yeah, it's not so much wearing people down, it's getting the right contacts and
yes.
The right people to react to what you want to do.
Well, for 2 years, this man has worked tirelessly with a small band of helpers to bring together a project to provide 21st century broadband to our villages. It's involved masses of paperwork, permissions to mount radios on two churches and a school, meetings, loads and loads of hard work.
Bernie, can you see the fact that my cheeks have gone very red?
It's nice! Because tomorrow, you're being turned on, aren't you?
That's right.
Who knew that would happen on your wedding anniversary?
No, my wedding anniversary is on Saturday, actually.
There you are. It's your MP, Andrea Leadsom, who will be there.
That's correct.
Performing a grand switch-on of the Tove Valley Broadband Project.
It's also the 10th anniversary of us providing broadband in Abthorpe community as well.
Is that right?
Yes, so we're having a little 10th anniversary as well.
Very good. Well, your merry band of helpers have asked me to turn your cheeks red. Not to embarrass you, but just to say thank you. That's Keith, Peter, Phil, another Keith, so we've got Keith F and Keith P.
Yeah.
Dave, Big John and Richard, who've all been working with you, yeah?
That is very kind of them, yes.
And they say this is all thanks to Eric's drive and determination. There have been hard times along the way when all seemed lost, but he kept up the vision and all his hard work will come to fruition from the 31st.
I'll tell you what, Bernie, I'm absolutely humbled by the number of volunteers that we've got to get this thing working.
It's been a genuine team effort, has it, Eric?
Absolutely, it has, yes. I'm just at the top of the pile.
Very good. So, a few bubbles tomorrow?
I'm not sure. I think everybody's driving for the occasion, so maybe tomorrow evening.
Well, you can make it Lucasade.
They've not told you what's happening tomorrow evening.
No.
All the, what we call ABBA widows, that means the wives of the people who've been doing all this team effort,
yes.
Are going to dinner, out to dinner, together, without the blokes. So no broadband talk at all.
Oh, nice. They've all had to put up with this for a couple of years, have they?
Yeah.
How much of it did you understand before you embarked on it?
Quite a bit.
Did
I would say that if any community wants to do the same thing, that they need somebody that's got a reasonable knowledge of how the internet works and how an internet service gets to at least your house. And from there on, you need a little bit of technical knowledge about how things like routers and wireless access points and stuff like that works.
Yes.
But it's, anybody who's got the enthusiasm and the drive because they want faster broadband to do it, there's lots of help out there. There's websites here, there and everywhere, and there are several communities that have done this over the country, and they've all been pretty helpful.
Did you speak to them, yeah, some of them? You got in touch with them?
Yes, some we've helped, some they've helped us. It's been a real mixture.
Very good, very good. Well, let's hope that all the communities now can use it, and use it well from tomorrow onwards. What time's the switch on?
Fingers crossed.
What time's the switch on, Eric?
I think Andrea will be with us about 11:45, so 11:45, 12 o'clock tomorrow.
Very good. She's nice too, isn't she?
Yeah, she's helped a lot.
Very
good. A lot there. She's supported us, and I wouldn't say we treat her because she's a resident of the area. We don't treat her as a political animal. We just treat her as an important person in the area.
Quite right, too. Well, people are very grateful for what you've done, and Richard and his team just wanted it flagged up publicly.
Well, that is very, very nice of them, yes. Yes, very nice indeed.
Can I send...
I'm lost for words.
Can I send a bouquet of flowers to share with Barbara, your wife, yeah?
You certainly can. I would not object at all.
Well, we'll do that. And you might not get them today, but you might get them for the anniversary itself for the weekend, yeah?
That might be nice.
Have a chat with Sarah, Eric, my producer. We'll get your address. Which of the villages are you in? Are you in Apthorpe?
I'm in Apthorpe.
In Apthorpe, okay. Very good. And congratulations. Welcome to the 21st century, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm happy here in 1975 myself. I might move forward one day.
Oh, dear.
Hope it goes well.
Okay, thank you.